Hey, Time, Newsweek, New York News and World Report. Watch out. There's a new news magazine on the block. I'm Stephen Lay, Public Information Officer for the University of Alaska Fairbanks, with this week's edition of University Focus. Admittedly, the new news magazine has a considerably smaller circulation, but students at Cannonau Junior High School in Fairbanks are unveiling the edition of their own news magazine. The magazine is a class project under the direction of their teachers. Providing technical assistance is Dr. Dick Waddell, an assistant professor of education at UAS. The students drew on the latest technology for their work.
What we did down there is worked with Bev Ernst, who is an English teacher, and Nancy Sopp, who is the computer lab coordinator, and decided to do a project where the kids in Bev's journalism classes work on writing a news magazine. They've been working on newspapers and producing newspapers all year. They've been using word processing for the newspapers. And Bev decided it would be really exciting to move into the news magazine. And I think the most exciting part about it was that we decided to access an information utility called CompuServe.
CompuServe is a major computer database which offers access to a wide variety of types of information, including the Associated Press wire, movie ratings, and scientific data.
What we did was through CHRD, some got about $400 to spend on CompuServe. We played around a little bit, or Dev played around with a little bit, and Nancy played around with a little bit to get familiar with it. We got some materials ready for the kids so they could access it easily, and the kids started on their news magazine. They decided what topics they're going to do, what they're going to cover in the magazine, and we identified some of the sources on CompuServe that they could use to access it, and we set it up and turned them loose on it.
Rydell worked with the students and their teachers in the classroom, helping them develop the magazine. One thing for sure, it offers a different point of view than its established competitors.
What they wanted to do was cover topics that were relevant to kids their age. And they wanted to cover them in a broader scope rather than just going to their classmates and saying, what do you think about this? They had the opportunity to go to experts in the field who were using the CompuServe system to ask them those kinds of questions or to access information on this that was already on this national system. So I guess in that sense it had a national perspective to it.
The project was fun and served a number of sound educational objectives.
One of the things that I'm interested in, and I think educators who are interested in the use of computers in teaching and learning, is to discover powerful ways to use the computer. Computers serve us well, or have served us well, as drill and practice and other types of such activities, but one of the things that we're finding is that the most powerful uses seem to be related to what a computer can do for you. As a word processor, we're finding that kids write better, write more at least, and in the process seem to be writing better. As a communication tool, it allows us to access places that kids never would normally be able to access, information that they couldn't access. The way this started out was suggesting that, if your kids are writing newspapers and things like that, wouldn't it be marvelous if they could access the same AP news stories that the local newspaper accesses so that they have a real sense of what it is to have an information source, to utilize it, and to make the decisions that are related to utilizing it.
It was an eye-opener for many of the students, and basically, it was well-received.
Generally, I think it was very enthusiastic. I think with anything, you find some kids are more enthusiastic than others. There were some of the students were constantly using the resource, and others used it to whatever minimal amount that they needed to use it. But generally, I think the students were very excited about the capability of using it. They were fascinated by seeing a new way of accessing information that they'd never experienced before. And some of them were very excited about the possibility of talking with people from all over the world and didn't even have to leave their classroom to do it.
Dr. Dick Rydell is an assistant professor with the Department of Education of the University of Alaska Fairbanks College of Human and Rural Development. For the U.S. Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.